This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Adults who have survived childhood cancer treatment may face a greater risk of physical and emotional complications. That's according to research in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Though survivors often report long-term after-effects of treatment, NPR's Rachel Jones reports researchers also found great resiliency in many of these patients.
In 1987, Joel Alsop was just 7 years old, living with his parents and two siblings in Chattanooga, when pain in his right arm started keeping him from doing boy stuff.
You know, I was used to doing normal stuff like a seven-year-old would do and throw a baseball and everyday things like that, and I started noticing that I couldn't pick up the ball and I couldn't even grip it, and I was right-handed at the time, and I was using my left hand to buckle my seatbelt and throw a baseball and stuff.
Joel and his parents didn't know the pain was being caused by a bone tumor in his shoulder, which eventually grew so big it broke his arm. Doctors at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital started him on four different rounds of chemotherapy.
Most times in that case, the amputation is what has to happen so the cancer won't spread, and that's what happened with me. Is my right arm was amputated about 4 months into my treatment, and I received an additional 7 months of treatment after that.
Today, Alsop is 23, one of an estimated 200,000 adult survivors of childhood cancer. While researchers have focused on keeping children with cancer alive, they haven't really analyzed the medical and emotional fallout for survivors. With today's study, Melissa Hudson and her colleagues have attempted to do just that.
We do think that you can see post-traumatic stress and some extreme cases of survivors who have still carry that anxiety about the life-threatening nature of the disease and the trauma that the disease and its treatment brought to them and their family.
Hudson is an oncologist at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Her research team surveyed more than 9,500 childhood cancer survivors. They were asked to rate their general and mental health, cancer-related pain, activity levels, and any anxiety or fears they might have related to their cancer. Researchers found that the age of diagnosis can make a difference. The adolescent coping with the intensive treatment for Hodgkin's disease, for example, may have a much more difficult time.
I think that the impact of cancer and having a life-threatening disease is often much more meaningful than having a cancer when you're four and perhaps you don't understand that you're sick and this disease could kill you. I think these patients really are aware of how life-threatening the situation is. And then because of their treatment, they have to worry about long-term complications that they are predisposed to because of their treatment.
The survey found that most of the young adults perceived their general health status as good, but others, particularly those who'd had brain tumors, reported some fairly common negative effects of the intensive radiation treatments.
That treatment affects their neurocognitive function, their ability to actually achieve appropriate academic and vocational goals, and then that restricts them further in, you know, other areas of social competence.
But Hudson says the survey also found young adults like Joel Alsop, who has been cancer-free for 15 years. Life with one arm isn't easy, but Alsop doesn't focus on what he can't do, like slice a tomato by himself. He lives on his own and works as a fundraiser at St. Jude's. Alsop believes it's possible to not only survive cancer, but thrive.
You can find just really kind of a odd joy in it, I guess, is being able to figure out new things that you can do for yourself and being able to apply that to help other people and realize that there is life after childhood cancer, that you can still be a great part of society.
Researchers hope studies like this one will help foster more medical and psychological support for the growing numbers of childhood cancer survivors. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.